birth control does more than prevent pregnancy. Individuals rely on it to treat a host of medical conditions. But birth control has become a hot-button issue these days, embroiled in political debates. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports advocates are concerned about what the future may bring to people's access to these medications.
Using birth control is life or death for Kendall Hantelman. When she was 23, her doctor said her bleeding disorder meant she had a 25% chance of dying if she got pregnant.
I started taking birth control to stay alive because the doctor told me that I would have better odds playing Russian roulette than getting pregnant.
She eventually got her tubes tied, but she went into ovarian failure, a rare complication from the procedure. Nearly 20 years later, she still relies on a hormonal birth control pill.
Now I have to take birth control again because my body doesn't make hormones anymore.
1 in 7 women who use contraception use it for non-pregnancy related reasons, like managing medical conditions. That includes blood disorders, endometriosis, and other diagnoses. Women like Sarah Slater. She's 32 and lives in Montpelier, a small rural town in Indiana. Slater got her period when she was just 9 years old. She had excruciating cramps and often changed pads in the middle of the night due to heavy bleeding. Misinformation about her birth control prolonged her pain.
My doctor wanted to put me on birth control, but my mom said no because birth control is for sex only. So I wasn't able to get on it until after I had my son.
Slater's experience with birth control misinformation echoes experiences that still go on up to this day. In fact, a recent survey shows that 17% of doctors from different specialties believe an IUD causes abortion. But research shows those birth control tools prevent fertilization and conception in the first place. Now, birth control misinformation has become a bigger issue as it enters political debates and influences lawmakers.
I think really a lot of this comes down to the misinformation about the definition of contraception versus abortion.
That's Lori Sobel. She is Associate Director for Women's Health Policy with KFF, a nonprofit health policy organization.
At the state level, we're more seeing other types of laws that could ultimately infringe on the right to contraception.
Debates around contraception in the U.S. have existed for decades. In the 60s and 70s, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that married people and single women are allowed to use birth control without government restrictions. But some worry the tides may be changing, especially since the U.S. Supreme Court ended federal abortion protections when it overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Federal legislators in at least 17 states have tried to protect birth control, but they've been blocked by Republican lawmakers. Some Republicans say they support the use of contraception, but worry Democrats' attempts could be a gateway to allowing abortion. That leaves birth control users like Ash York fearful for the future.
I wouldn't be able to live a decent life.
Blackouts from period pain caused York to lose a job and fail college classes. Their contraceptive arm implant turned things around.
I don't want every time I try to enjoy my life or improve my life to backtrack because I'm in bed for 8 days.
Some medical providers are also worried. Maram Saeed is a minimally invasive gynecologic surgeon in Indiana. Saeed lists birth control as a necessary medication in her patients' charts. It's an extra step she now takes in case lawmakers restrict access to contraception in the future.
To even think that those situations would be limited is very scary for us as gynecologists and for my patients who rely on those medications.
For some, like Saeed, the results of the November election are casting doubt on the future of birth control access across the country. The first Trump administration allowed employers with religious objections to choose not to cover their employees' birth control. They worry what a second Trump administration may bring. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis.